So as per our talk yesterday during Sudash Lishith and the importance of studying about Hilchos Beis HaBechira, really the Rebbe said all year long, but especially during the weeks of Bein HaMitzarim, today's class will be an inaugural class introducing the concept of Hilchos Beis HaBechira, the mitzvah of building a Beis HaMikdash. Last year, during the many classes we had, we talked about the Kelim, the artifacts of the Beis HaMikdash, which according to the Rambam is part of the mitzvah of building the Beis HaMikdash, and I will explain that in a moment. And this year we're going to focus, Bezrat Hashem, on the geographic location, and we're going to talk about the actual structure, the actual area and structure of the second Beis HaMikdash, which has direct bearing on the third Beis HaMikdash that will be rebuilt hopefully in Mitzrayim very, very soon. Ubimheira, ubiyameinu, amen. So the first thing we have to get straight here is that we're talking here about a mitzvah. It's a mitzvah. The Rambam says it's a mitzvah to build a bayis laHashem. Now this mitzvah that Rambam describes as muchon lihiyeis makrivim bekarbonis. It's a mitzvah in which it should be the house, the structure, the edifice should be suitable for the bringing of offerings. And then he says, and this house that's built for the purpose and it's suitable to bring the offerings of the Beis HaMikdash, chaygigin elav, shalosh pam bashana, three times a year, we come together there. Now, in the Sefer HaMitzvahs, it's very interesting that the Rambam includes in this mitzvah of building a Beis HaMikdash, he also includes the concept of the building the kelim, the menorah, the shulchan, the mizbeach, and so on and so forth. So he adds that in as well. And so why is this, and how did that become part of the mitzvah of building the Beis HaMikdash, which he says the mitzvah is livnes bayis? So the way to understand this is to note that the Ramban, in his commentary at the beginning of Parshas Truma, he says that the mitzvah is not to build a place for korbanos, but rather the point of a Beis HaMikdash is la'aseis bayis la'hashros hashchina. That's the words the Ramban uses. Nachmanides says the purpose is, it says va'asuli mikdash v'shachanti b'seichem. So the Ramban learns that the words v'shachanti b'seichem are not merely matter of fact, Hashem saying this is what will happen, but rather this is the purpose and point. From the Rambam's perspective, the words v'shachanti b'seichem is telling you what will happen. You do your part, Hashem promises v'shachanti b'seichem. From Ramban's perspective, v'shachanti b'seichem, that is the purpose of the Beis HaMikdash. The Rebbe reasons that it's only natural then, according to the Rambam, since the purpose of a Beis HaMikdash is that we have to have a place in which we can bring offerings, you cannot bring a korban if you have no mizbeach. You cannot kindle the menorah if there's no menorah. You can't bring incense if there's no golden altar. Therefore, it makes sense that if there's a mitzvah to build a structure, it will be a mitzvah to build furniture inside also. What would be the point after all of having a beautiful home built and you can't do anything in the home because you have no beds to sit in, no kitchen to cook in, no table to sit at, and so on and so forth. So therefore, from the Rambam's perspective, that the mitzvah is to build a place in which korbanos are brought, it's logical that this mitzvah encapsulates also the kelim, and that's where the Rambam includes the laws of the kelim in the laws of Beis HaBechira. According to Ramban, the point is that this home should house the Shekhinah. What you need to do in order to make sure that this home will house the Shekhinah, that's something else. I mean, this is the building of those artifacts would be what we would call a hechsher mitzvah. In order for you to create the possibility for a korban which needs a mizbeach, for an altar that needs incense that needs a smaller altar, for a menorah that needs kindling, and so on and so forth. So in order to do that, you have to build these kelim, but the kelim in and of themselves would not be a mitzvah. It's like if somebody made a beautiful pair of tefillin and they sit in a shelf a whole day, did anybody get closer to Hashem? You have to use them. Right? Although the Rambam's opinion is that making the tefillin is part of the mitzvah. So here too, making the Beis HaMikdash and making the artifacts, building and the artifacts themselves are part of this mitzvah. And this is the way we understand Hilchos Beis HaBechira. And because that's the case, that's why we learn about kelim as part of the actual mitzvah. Incidentally, Nachmanides has one exception, and that is the crafting of the Aron and the Kaporet. The Oron, which is what housed the Luchot, and the Kaporet, which had the Keruvim on top. And this makes perfect sense, because Ramban says that the purpose of a Beis HaMikdash is to have the Shekhinah. Where did the Shekhinah reside? In the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Where? With the Oron. What did you do with the Oron? Really nothing. There was no Korbanos brought on the Oron. You weren't allowed to use the Oron for anything. So therefore, it makes sense that would have to be a mitzvah in and of itself. That fits with the idea of bringing the Shekhinah, only it's a secondary mitzvah. It's a mitzvah to build a bayis. It's a mitzvah to build the Oron. We know in the second Beis HaMikdash there was some kind of Shekhinah. There was no Oron visible. And there were no Kruvim that was seen as well. So the Rambam, in the beginning of Hilchos Beis HaBechira, goes through a little bit of history. And the reason that he gives us this history is for us to understand the principles, the cardinal principles, in building of a Beis HaMikdash. Mm-hmm. So once the Jewish people came into Eretz Yisrael, what was the first thing they did? really right in the beginning, they set up the Mishkan the same way they had done in the desert for 40 years. And they came into in the Mishkan, and they it was in a place called Gilgal, which was an entry point to Eretz Yisrael. There remained for 14 years. During those 14 years, seven of the years, there were battles that raged in which they captured Eretz Yisrael. For 7 years, they apportioned Eretz Yisrael, and everybody settled in. Now, once that took place, we needed to have a Beis HaMikdash, where to build it. We knew that there was going to be a permanent place. We didn't know where that permanent place is what was yet. We were directed by Hashem that temporarily they were to build it in a place called Shiloh. Where is Shiloh? Shiloh and all of the other cities we're going to talk about, incidentally, these are places that the world calls occupied territory. This is Judea and Samaria, the West Bank, where our Beis HaMikdash was built. And it stood in Shiloh for no less than 369 years. Incidentally, in Shiloh, there was a structure made of stone, but it didn't have a roof. So the temporary nature was that it didn't have a roof. It's like your sukkah. You can make a sukkah of stone, but there's no roof. It's not really, it doesn't offer that permanent protection. When Eli passed on and his children were killed, the Aron was captured, and at that time, the Mishkan in Shiloh was destroyed. And this was a very, very sad period for the Jewish people. From there, they went to Nov, and in Nov, they built a Mishkan, or Beis HaMikdash of sorts, and from Nov, they went afterwards to a place called Givon. Now the Rambam,
11 years?
It's 57 years in total. The Rambam doesn't talk about the differences of how many years it was in which, because really it's not important. It's not relevant. The time of Nov and Givon was an interim time, which is from the time of Shmuel HaNavi until the fourth year of Shlomo Melech's reign, when the Beis HaMikdash is built in Yerushalayim and Har HaMoriah, as we'll see in a moment. Now here is something interesting. What was the structure like in Nov and in Givon? In Pirush HaMishnayos, the Rambam suggests that they actually took the Mishkan of Moshe and rebuilt it. And there it remained for a total of 57 years. In other sources, they seem to understand in the Rambam that since the Rambam says that Banu Sham Bayisol Avonim, and he speaks about Shiloh, and he doesn't say otherwise when it comes to Nov and Givon, that they want to suggest that it was a bias, a house made of stone as well, without a tikra, that was a similar structure to the structure at Shiloh. Nobody knows for sure, but these are the different opinions, different ideas that are discussed. And ultimately, all of this was leading up to Menucha V'Nachla. All of this was leading up to permanence. Where was permanence? Once they came to the Migdash, to Yerushalayim, Nesru Kalamakemis Kulun Livnes Behem Bayis LaHashem. From now onward, it is prohibited ever to build another house designated for the worship of Hashem, in the Rambam's words, through Karbonos, in the Ramban's words, to be a primary source of the Shekhinah. Ein Sham Bayis LaDeridus. There is no permanent house for the Jewish people. Ella B'Yerushalayim Bilvad. Only in the holy city of Yerushalayim, and in Yerushalayim, not just anywhere in Yerushalayim, but only on Har HaMoriah, only on Mount Moriah, as it says in the Pasuk, V'yemer David, David HaMelech said, Zehu Beit Hashem. This is the house of Hashem. So this buttresses the Rambam's approach. He says this is a Beit Hashem Ho'elikim, the house of God, and that means v'zeh mizbeach ha'ayla, because that means a bayis la'Hashem, a place where korbanos, where offerings are going to be brought. Then the Rambam adds another pasuk, and he says in Divrei Hayomim later on it says zeis menuchasi adei ad. Why is this second pasuk necessary? So the Rebbe says, from the first pasuk, we only hear that the Migdash in Yerushalayim was appropriate, that it was the right thing to do, that it should have been built. But we don't know that this is the place forever, the ground zero for Jewish spirituality for eternity. But from the pasuk that says, Zeis Menuchasi, this is where I reside, Adei Ad, forever. From here we know that once the Migdash was built in Yerushalayim, no other Migdash will ever be built in another place, and it remains, the Mokim HaMigdash remains the site of Hashem's Shechina, and hopefully in our time we will see the third and eternal Beis HaMigdash rise on that exact spot. B'mheira u'b'yameinu amen. Tomorrow, Meretz Hashem, we'll talk about where exactly on Mount Moriah was the Beis HaMikdash built. Where is the real Mount Moriah? And what is landfill? And what is just the expanded area? And then we'll kind of zero in where the Beis HaMikdash might be and start talking about the actual structure, the outer walls, and so on and so forth. And that's all for now.